from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Bolivian President Evo Morales conceded Wednesday that he had lost a bid to seek a fourth term after over 51% of voters cast no ballots in a weekend referendum. With respect to the results, it's part of democracy, the socialist leader told a press conference at the presidential palace. We have lost a battle, but not the war. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Afghanistan's Taliban says it's unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Kabul government, reiterating no such move can succeed until foreign forces completely withdraw and Sharia is enforced in the country. Tuesday, a four-nation group working for Afghan peace invited all Taliban and other groups to participate through their authorized representatives in the first round of direct peace talks with the Afghan government. However, a spokesman for the Taliban's so-called political office in Qatar, Mohammed Naeem, told VOA he has seen media reports about possible peace talks with the Afghan government, but said the insurgent group was unaware of such plans. Meanwhile, Russia has delivered 10,000 Kalashnikov rifles along with millions of rounds of ammunition to the Afghan government as part of a security agreement between the two nations. The rifles were delivered at a ceremony Wednesday at Kabul's military airport. Russia's ambassador in Kabul says his country is committed to helping the Afghans and Afghan forces combat problems like terrorism and drugs. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting Jordan King Abdullah II at the White House today. They will have talks focused on the battle against the Islamic State and the humanitarian fallout from the war in Syria. Jordan has been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has confirmed to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, that Syria is ready to help implement a ceasefire plan to begin on Saturday. The two leaders spoke by telephone on Wednesday and highlighted the importance of continuing to fight terror groups such as the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra. The militants, however, are not part of a U.S.-Russian proposal for a cessation of hostilities. Other groups are supposed to say by Friday whether they're taking part. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee says its participation is contingent on the delivery of humanitarian aid and the end of sieges and airstrikes against civilians. The senior U.S. naval officer in the Pacific warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that China is building up its military capability in the contested South China Sea. Admiral Harry Harris testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
In my opinion, China is clearly militarizing the South China Sea, and you'd have to believe in a flat earth to think otherwise.
Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is in Washington for talks with U.S. officials. He complained that other countries are illegally occupying Chinese reefs and atolls and engaged in large-scale military construction. President Obama Tuesday urged Congress to close the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He says its existence does not advance U.S. national security, and closing it would save money.
Guantanamo harms our partnerships with allies and other countries whose cooperation we need against terrorism. Moreover, keeping this facility open is contrary to our values. It undermines our standing in the world. It is viewed as a stain on our broader record of upholding the highest standards of rule of law.
You can read more on the president's comment on our website at voanews.com. One in five children in Africa do not receive basic life-saving vaccines. That's according to a World Health Organization report Wednesday. The report noted a dramatic rise in child vaccination rates from 57% in 2000 to 80% in 2014. But more is needed to be done to prevent the spread of diseases such as measles, rubella, and neonatal tetanus. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's investigating 14 new reports of the Zika virus infection in the United States, all suspected to be sexually transmitted. The CDC made the announcement Tuesday and said all of the 14 cases are women whose only known risk factor is sexual contact with a male partner who had recently traveled to an area with local Zika transmissions. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.